As the United States, Great Britain, and the other coalition forces in Iraq attempt to bring stability and possibly democracy to that country, all sides are hearing echoes from Iraq's relatively recent history, echoes of a revolt against a previous occupation in 1920. That also centered around the Shiite city of Fallujah. William Beeman is director of Middle East Studies at Brown University. He has written about that period after the First World War when, Beeman says, the British and the French divided the remnants of the Ottoman Empire, creating new countries, including Iraq, out of whole cloth, as he puts it, with political boundaries that suited Britain and France but had little to do with the people who lived within them.
The boundaries for Jordan and Iraq were utterly arbitrary. They were essentially created in the British Foreign Office. And in order to do this, the British used a large number of Orientalists, people who had been trained in Arabic and who knew the region very well.
One of the British nationals who was deeply involved in Iraq was Gertrude Bell, an extraordinarily talented woman who was close to Iraq's first leader and who made detailed observations about the new country in her letters home. Many of her letters to her parents have been published, and present-day U.S. and British leaders are finding her insights valuable. In fact, William Beeman says her letters are now being circulated at the Pentagon. He says Gertrude Bell was an astonishing woman.
She was the first woman to graduate with first-class honors at Oxford University. She was fluent in Arabic, Persian, and Turkish. She was an archaeologist, a mountain climber, and a woman of many, many talents and many parts. She was especially at home in the Middle East and really enjoyed being there. She wrote in one of her letters, "I don't care to be in London much. I like Baghdad and I like Iraq. It's the real East, and it is stirring. Things are happening here, and the romance of it all touches me and absorbs me."
The Arab world saw itself occupied, Beeman says, when the great powers divided the region into countries. And in May of 1920, a demonstration on a tax issue grew into a full-scale revolt in central Iraq, which then spread. Bell wrote about that also. William Beeman reads from her letters.
Gertrude Bell talks about the revolution, and there's a lot of detail, but she says things like, "For the extremists have seen the ground cut out under their feet by the formation of a moderate constitutional party round the committee of ex-deputies, and they have no card left but an appeal to the mob."
It took several months for the British to get the uprising around Fallujah under control in 1920. Beeman says that Iraqis remember that time.
The Iraqis remember the fact that they were occupied by colonial powers in the time period right after World War I. And when they see the current situation with the United States, they see a symbolic parallel between the British occupation and the American occupation today. So that the British, for instance, engineering a new government and pulling all the strings behind the scenes, putting down popular uprisings and so forth, looks exactly like what the United States is doing today. Now, historians might quibble and say, well, the causes were different, it was a different time period, but for the popular imagination, the parallelism is really very clear. And therefore, when the Iraqis resist the United States, in some ways they're still fighting the same battle that they were fighting in 1920.
William Beeman directs Middle East Studies at Brown University. To read his paper comparing the British occupation of 1920 to now, and to view excerpts of Gertrude Bell's letters, go to our website, npr.org.